Hey everyone, my name is Corey and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. Welcome to the Friday LifePoint Drivecast. This week we wrapped up our series called Kingdom Values and we found ourselves back where we started. 4 weeks ago we kicked things off in Matthew chapter 6 and on Sunday we closed things out by going back to Matthew chapter 6. And it's in verses 25 through 33 we find Jesus saying, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body or what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing?" Now, I don't know about you, but I can struggle with this, right? I believe what Jesus says, but I can struggle with what he's saying. In my life, whether I say it out loud or not, I can become preoccupied and distracted and anxious and fearful about my material needs. And when I do, I begin to focus on the earthly instead of the heavenly. And when that starts to happen, I begin to stop trusting in God and I start trusting in myself or earthly riches to take care of my needs or my family's needs. Thoughts come flooding in my head like, what if I don't stockpile enough? And what if I don't have enough? And what if I'm generous, but then I need that money for something else tomorrow? Or what if an unexpected expense comes my way? And what starts to happen is there's this battle between fear and trust that begins to take place. A battle between the earthly and the heavenly begins to rage. And the more I give into that fear or anxiety of my needs being met, the more I focus on and give my attention to the earthly over the heavenly. But Jesus says we need not be anxious about these material needs. He goes on to talk about how God knows the needs of all of nature and faithfully meets those needs season after season, day in and day out. Jesus is reassuring us that if God can take care of all of nature's needs, then surely he can take care of our needs. And what I love is tucked into these verses here in Matthew chapter 6, we get two reasons why God will actually meet our needs. In verse 26, Jesus says, "Are you not more valuable than the birds and the grass and the flowers that God takes care of?" And in verse 32, he says, "Your heavenly Father knows exactly what you need." And I don't think we can miss this because it's just beautiful, right? Jesus is telling us that God knows exactly what you need and what I need. That if God can figure out what all of nature needs, then he's more than capable of knowing what you need and what I need. And that we have a God who is remarkably close and personal and aware of our needs. So much so that Jesus teaches his disciples that God knows exactly what you and I need long before we even ask it. That we don't have to chase after what God wants to bring to us. I think that's amazing. What we're learning here is that we don't have to chase after all these material things because God wants to already bring them to us. That we're to be good stewards, we're to manage things well, but we need to know that we don't have to chase after, fret over, have anxiety over, or worry over what God already wants to bring and provide to us. But that's not the only reason God will meet our needs. It goes far beyond him just knowing what we need. He actually wants to meet our needs because, like Jesus says in verse 26, you are of great value to God. Let that sink in for a moment. You are of great value to God. I am of great value to God. This blows my mind because, just being honest with you, I often have a hard time believing that I am of great value, let alone great value to the God of the universe. See, what happens here and what happens in my life is that too often the worry many of us have over material things of life is rooted in a low understanding of our value before God. Let me say that again. Too often the worry many of us have over the material things of life is rooted in a low understanding of our value before God. But Jesus tells us right here that we are valued. All of Scripture over and over again tells us that we are valuable to God. And God shows us that we are valuable to him. Think about this for a moment. God proves we are of value to him by personally forming us and knitting us together in the womb, by breathing life into our lungs, by creating us in his image, by setting us above all of creation, and most notably, by giving his one and only son to pay the penalty for our sins, to take our place on the cross and to die for our sins. And if this is how God cares for us, values us, and provides for us, well, guess what? It should move us, like Jesus says in verse 33, to seek first God's kingdom. God is saying in these verses, I will take care of your earthly needs if you seek my kingdom first. That there's an order to these things. You know what this does for us? It means that God is willing to clear the way for you and I in providing for our earthly needs so that you and I can take our time, our talents, and our treasures to be generous givers, to be servants to those inside and outside of our church walls, to invest our lives in, to open our homes for, to coordinate our schedules around being active participants in God's kingdom. I'm going to close our time in prayer, but before I do, maybe just think about, how is God speaking to you today? What's he stirring inside of you? What earthly pursuits do you need to abandon? Where is God calling you to put away worry and trust him? And how does God want you to put his kingdom first? Heavenly Father, thank you for being a God who's close to us, personal, and knows our needs. Thank you for being a good God who is willing and able to meet those needs. Help us to trust you more and more. Help us to love you more and more. Help us to organize our lives and give our attention to putting your kingdom first. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.